Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
2020 has been a year of things happening that are completely out of our control. But there is one thing you can control, and that's grooming yourself. Our sponsors at Manscaped are here to remind you to do so.
Manscaped is here to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code BSIPOD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code BSIPOD. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk.
Take your grooming game to the next level.
Playoffs? Did somebody say playoffs? The NBA, MLB, and NHL are in full swing, and our partners at BetOnline have you covered. Well, I'm going to put my money on this playoff might actually not end this season, but until then, Sal.
Yeah, so take full advantage of sports being back and get in on the action with hundreds of odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. And there is always an online casino as well. It never closes, Benny.
So head to betonline.ag today and sign up to receive your welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, that's betonline.ag and sign up today.
BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
You're listening to BSI, the podcast. With Benny Stillhauer, Tao Zizou, and Arco Para. Enjoy!
You know, the World Cup in Qatar, like, how do you see it and how invested are you going in? I cannot do it, or I can do it like this day, or I can only do it once a month. Like, I'll give you an answer. Ike, we just never know when he's going to show up. But we're so happy that he was here today. And now, part two.
So do you watch, obviously you got Cameron on your squad, and you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on him, but like, do you still watch MLS? Like, were you, you know, familiar with him before he came abroad?
Obviously there was a ton of buzz around him, you know, before he even came to Newcastle. And I tried to watch as much MLS as I could. I was obviously on super late over here, so I couldn't watch a ton of games, but I saw he had been linked with Newcastle, so I decided to look a bit more into him, like, how is he? And basically everything we expected, you know, just like, it's like a little guy just full of energy, like crazy energy. Technically very, very good. Yeah, up and down. Like, when he came in, he like inserted the energy that our team needed 100%. We were kind of going like this, and he came in and it's just like, you know, a guy who's always trying to get in behind, you know, a guy who's working tirelessly, not just on the attacking side of the ball, but on the defensive side of the ball, you know, which sometimes you don't see. And with our team, especially, we needed that. So he was exactly what our team needed. And, you know, I think he's been doing great since he was on a bit of a goal drought, you know, earlier, but picked it up and shot off from there. So
I was with him in Atlanta, and so tell him I say hello. But
I'm
curious to know how his English is, because it wasn't very good in America. So I'm curious.
It hasn't got much better.
No,
I mean there's
yeah, but he doesn't have this guy now.
He'll still do it. Just not the other half is there.
The Dragon Ball Z other half is missing.
Yeah, exactly. No, but there's a lot of other Spanish guys on the team and Spanish speaking guys on the team, so they all have a little group and they click. So he doesn't really get to convene much with the English guys. So, but you know how it is.
if you were still in MLS and you had to play that Atlanta team, you'd be thinking this guy was Messi. because that's how damn good he
was. Oh, I watched the game. It was crazy. Yeah. I
mean, him and Joseph, Darlington controlling the middle. It was a good team.
That's what I'm saying. But I still put Clint and Oba ahead of them.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. So then you would pick Clint over Eddie Johnson?
I agree with D.
I think Clint and Oba are the best duo in history.
Really?
They were good.
I'd put them up there. I don't know. It was stupid. I'd have to go through it, but like
Robbie Keane and Landon.
That was some good years.
Okay, wait, hold on.
This is a question you got to ask the public.
Wait, I want to hear what I guys in, say.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's got one in the chamber right now.
My internet had to skip because I'm in a different location today. But so I was like trying to catch up. So I'm like, wait, hold on. I mean, they were good, Oba and Clint, for sure. But it's just different era. Even though it's the same era, it's a different era. So it's kind of hard to compare those two.
But I'd rather play Clint and Oba before
Amarone and Joseph, just with how like that team played, because Clint and Joseph were the team, Joseph and Amarone, but like they like to go up and down.
Whereas Joseph, but the whole team goes up and down.
Joseph stays in the box.
That team, the way they play collectively was a joke, to be honest. Yeah. Watching them, but for me, if you have two guys and. If you could have any two guys to play as like a duo, I'm taking Clint and Oba. I mean,
that was 2013, right?
13, yeah. They were more unpredictable, I think. And let those two do what they do.
I still think I love Mike McGee, but it was a crime that Oba didn't win MVP that year.
He was stupid that year.
We
did
the same thing with Miguel, though. We would tell, hey, get the ball on our own 18 and just dribble.
Yeah, and go. And just go.
Yeah, from there.
Just do what you do. Yeah, exactly. We'll back you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a little bit more predictable. Miguel was going north and south. Clint and Oba then may go east, all over the place. But
that's what I'm saying. Clint was trying stuff that I had never seen. Yeah. And Oba.
Yeah, for sure. Since you watched a little bit of MLS now, what team do you see that comes on TV that you turn off right away? They're like, nah.
Not that you turn off. Yeah.
Portland.
What team did you turn off?
I have to turn off Portland, right?
Portland's nice though, dude.
No, they. I seen they won the MLS is back. Is that what it's called? MLS is back tournament. Yeah.
Chara's nice. Was Chara in the league when you were playing?
Chara, Valeri, him and Ozzy always went at it. Yeah. No, to be fair, they have a good team, but I can't watch them.
What about when they play Seattle?
When I play Seattle, I can watch, but I'm just watching one team.
Seattle just crushed them in Portland. 3-0.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's what I like to see.
It wasn't a 3-0 game, but they won 3-0.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch it, but
no, it was pretty back and forth. It was pretty even, and then like Seattle scored one and then scored two and three right after.
Yeah, once you get the second one, it's
whew. Yeah. Yeah, it was deuces.
Good. I love that.
Yeah. But yeah, so what else we got, dude? I mean, it's still early for the interrogation, Ike.
Uh-oh.
It is early, but we don't have to. Well, a lot of things are happening, but I got a couple more questions, but
yeah,
but we can get into interrogation. Because off of what he just said, I kind of want to ask a question in interrogation. So I'm jumping the gun a little bit myself. I probably should.
You can save it.
It'll be question one.
Okay. So are we jumping in, or are we doing any more? Does anybody else have any more questions?
That's good. I think.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Ike,
speak now, forever hold.
I might hop in during the interrogation if something pops up.
Oh man.
All right, D. So,
it's not that.
Here's the deal, by the way. It's first of all, Ike's a very mean man, and he'll ask you very bad questions, but. In all seriousness, buckle your seatbelt. Your seat will get warmer, so maybe get a glass of water or something, or wine.
He's got it. I got the Pellegrino.
Yeah, got the Pellegrino. I'm
pretty. You only buy glass there in Europe. It's crazy. There's no bottled water. No plastic.
We got bottles.
Oh, it's plastic. Anyways, if you answer all five, though, then you get a prize. You get to ask us any one question that you want, and we must answer it truthfully.
Okay.
Okay, so if you answer all five, you get that, and you get to plead the fifth one time. So keep that in your back pocket as well. Don't spend it too early.
Oh, he might have to spin it too early. I don't know.
He's all yours. Good luck.
All right. Welcome, D. Question number one. This was kind of a fan question. Some altered a little bit just based off of his last answer he gave us with Portland and Seattle. But would you rather play for Portland for $3 million a year or for Seattle for $500K a year?
Seattle.
Oh, 500K? That's too high, dude. You should have put him on minimum. He's already made his money in Europe.
Guaranteed three. We don't know. He said he was spending it all.
It should have been $3 million. It should have been $3 million and 70K a year.
70K. No, who are you choosing, D?
Minimum, but 3 years guaranteed. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm still choosing Seattle. I'll find another way to make some money.
That's right.
he's a man of loyalty. Chris Duvall. Pay attention, all right? Man of loyalty.
Chris Duvall. We had Chris last time, and what was the question?
Chris
we
asked chased him? Chris chased 10K over
over winning MLS's like, back.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He was in the final of MLS's back, and we asked him, which one would you like a guarantee of? Triple your salary. So I think he's on minimum, so maybe 70. So triple your salary to 200.
Yeah.
And or guarantee MLS's back victory in the finals, and he took the money.
But hey, to back it up, they won.
So now he
deserves the raise, yeah, right?
He does. I guess so.
All right, let's question on the question phone. Two, Ike.
Question two. Start bench cut.
Oh shit.
Almiron, Clint Dempsey, Landon Donovan.
Start, bench, cut.
Clint's cool with being cut. He's just chilling in Nacogdoches on
some
lake.
That's what I'm saying. I was just about to say, I don't even know that Clint likes football anyway. So I'm about to say, I'm going to cut Clint and just let him go chill and do his life because I know how Clint is. I'm going to start Miggy just because he's younger and he's fresher. And I think he'll be able to give me the legs right now. And I'll bench Landon. He got the experience.
Of course you're benching Landon. Landon ain't playing. It's in their prime, bro.
Landon's this dude's coach.
Oh, in their prime? In their prime?
Nah, not in their prime, bro.
Yeah. Right now.
He can answer however he wants.
Yeah, because I don't know how Miggy will be in his prime.
Yeah, Clinton
is not in his prime yet.
That's true, but I still think the Clint answer would apply. But Landon in his prime?
Clint's definitely chilling. Clint's chilling no matter what.
You're benching
Lane. I'll still take Miggy. I'll still take Miggy.
He answered it already, Ike. You can't make him answer it again.
All right. Okay, so you rank – actually, not even rank these managers. Out of these five managers, who's the worst?
The worst.
Not the best. The opposite. I gotta remove Jurgen and Caleb because you pretty much praised them early on. So it's between Rafa, Steve Bruce, and Greg Berhalter.
I'm pleading on this one. I'm a plead on this one. I know all of them are gonna watch this.
Hey, if you plead, that almost means like you answered it, you know, like people are gonna start thinking you actually answered it.
Hey, fair enough. But I didn't give a definite answer, so I'm pleading on this one.
What do you mean? It was three choices. It wasn't like only one choice.
Hey, I don't know. You know Americans how they think. They're gonna be, oh, he didn't want to say something bad about.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But he's in England.
That's true. He's in England. Well, the English guys won't really listen to the podcast. So.
They may.
Don't know that.
They may.
Don't know that.
Steve Bruce is a massive fan. Actually.
Our numbers are going crazy right now in England.
Well, Pano just accepted the job, I think I saw. So
Reading, right?
We're on the comeback.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. That's true. Yeah. Hey, do yourself a favor and go listen to the Alan Gordon episode about Panovich. Okay. Yeah, you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
You might end up playing Reading in the Carabao Cup or whatever it's called these days.
Okay.
So, all right, question four. which MLS club are you coming back to, excluding the Seattle Sounders?
Which MLS club? What would I come back to?
Yeah. Are you coming back to? Because I know you will.
Man.
Whether it's in 6 years, you're coming back. So who are you coming back to if you can choose?
I'm going to say LAFC just because I love that city.
Black and gold.
Yeah, I love that city. I love LA. Yeah. And Galaxy, I never got to play LAFC, so I still have a bit of a feud with Galaxy. LAFC is just like fresh, you know what I mean? It's fresh to me. So.
Yeah, hey, I'm not gonna lie, D. They could probably use a right back right now. They got Andy Nahar, who's injured. They got Andy Nahar, who's injured right now. Tristan Blackman's playing over there, but they like to play him at center back sometimes. So they could use a right back. I can put in a call to Bob.
Please talk to Chris.
We'll talk to Will Ferrell, friend of the podcast. We'll let him know.
They'll probably have to get you like the waiver draft I don't know what's out there anymore.
Allocation.
To be honest, I don't know how it works anymore, to be honest, in MLS.
Yeah, it'd be like allocation. Types of money. You're going to have to go through like 17 hoops.
You'll go through the lottery, dude. The lottery. Yeah. Didn't Danny Zatella go through the lottery?
I went through the lottery.
No, that was a little bit different, Zatella.
Lee Nguyen went through the lottery.
Did he really?
Yeah, Lee Nguyen. Yeah,
and he ended up at Vancouver?
Yep, that's why, probably. Yeah.
Lee went to Vancouver, then he got
dropped from Vancouver and then came to New England. I played with him a couple of years there.
And then he went to
LAFC and now he's in Miami.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, dude.
This guy, you know, just like, oh, Miami, oh, LA, yeah, not bad.
Well, it's really Fort Lauderdale though. So, but yeah, close.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. That was four. Question.
All right, last question.
Five. This Eddie or Clint Dempsey question just wants to just come out of my mouth. I know. That's why I wanted to. All right. Which of these clubs? Oh, I'm going to have to change the wording of this just because I don't want you dirty again. Which of these clubs is the class run that you've been at part of? Seattle, Newcastle, Tottenham.
Wait, what was the question?
Is it like the best run?
The classiest club that you've been a part of. Just like run smoothly. Smoothest. It was a lot more negative, and I just had to change it on spot. But
I'd probably say Seattle, but it's probably coming from a biased point of view. I mean, I was young and I had a lot of success there, so I would say Seattle. I don't really know how it was run though, to be honest. I was just young and playing.
Yeah, but this is your experience there, and that says
a lot. Yeah, my experience. I'd say Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Seattle's always a lot. Do it top notch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they did. MLS, they did.
Because, yeah. Yeah. There aren't a lot of teams that, you know, that are in that tier with Seattle, and the fact that they chose them with a little bit of bias, possibly hesitation, and they're still clearly they're doing something right over there.
Yeah. They're doing, they're doing well. They need
some grass field, though, please.
I'm telling you.
Get rid of that turf.
We've been saying that. I didn't realize how much turf sucks until I came over here. And like, if you told somebody over here to play on turf, they would literally refuse.
Yeah.
Like I remember when Thierry Henry came into the league and he said he wouldn't, he's not playing on turf or anything. I was like, you know, like, come on. Like, obviously it's Thierry Henry, but like, come on. And now I realize it's crazy.
It's crazy too, because all three teams in the Pacific Northwest have turf, and you could grow nice grass there. It's cool.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
And they got nice stadiums. Like, I mean, obviously Seattle plays in a massive stadium. Portland's got a sick ass stadium. If they put grass, it'd be awesome.
I think Portland has it's something to do with like what's underneath the stadium. There's like a river running under, or something to do with that. Because I think they would have.
I've heard they're trying to get grass. Merritt Paulson at least said that. So
yeah, that'd be great.
So we recently had Matt Beasley on the show, and we talked about he and longtime teammate Cetsinovic's new venture with State Soccer. They have teamed up with a talented group to build a brand that represents soccer in America the way it deserves.
Yeah, and Matt sent us some gear last week, and honestly, we were blown away by the quality. These guys are truly building something special for the sport and its culture. So naturally, since BSI and States align so well, we are excited to announce they are now our official sponsor.
So this episode is brought to you by States, an athletic lifestyle brand building a revolution of American sport. Their goal is to be a leading lifestyle brand for soccer in America. They're building a brand that truly represents the beautiful game.
Yeah, and now they are offering 15% off with the discount code BSI to our listeners as part of the sponsorship.
Go check out their website at states.soccer. There's no .com. It's simply states.soccer. And their Instagram is definitely worth a follow, at statessoccer. Go check them out.
Yeah, we need you're off the hot seat. Congrats. But there was a, we wanted to talk about promotion relegation. You're a huge fan of promotion relegation coming to MLS, aren't you?
Yeah.
And see, this is where I differ with you a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think, overall, I think it would be great for the league, right? It puts the owners, like the onus on owners to like spend money and keep advancing in the league. And Benny will get touch on his opinion about it. But like, I think for the players, like this pressure on players at all times, just because of how many players have options in their contracts. And like, you know, people actually need money to live. A lot of the guys in our league. So like, there's a pressure on you to succeed and get better. You know, I don't think necessarily is talked about when, you know, promotion relegation is brought up in these, you know, in the media or whatever.
Yeah. So you're saying that you think, basically, say if a team were to get relegated, then a player could not be making enough like to live. Is that what he's saying is
individually, people have already a lot of pressure because, I mean, in the Prem, guys are going to be making what, minimum $10,000-$15,000 or pounds a week, whereas in MLS, there's guys making 70 grand a year, and it's not even a guaranteed contract the next year. So if you don't play well, you're giving it everything you have to just like continue to pay to get, you know, get money and pay for your life activities, I guess. So that's where he's coming from.
But it also starts with the viewpoint that like MLS players can't you know, feel the pressure of a relegation battle and aren't, you know, built like that. Where Ike's saying, well, they are built like that because playing on a year by year contract is also a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I get that. I get that. I just think from seeing it from kind of both points of view, obviously when I came over here, I was on more money than I was on in the MLS. So it is hard to look at it from that viewpoint for me. I mean, it's not hard because it's not like I was on a lot in Seattle, but for me, I don't know. I think there's pressure, but like being a bit cold hearted, like it's kind of like that's life. You know what I mean? I think you just got to deal with it and you got to make sure that you are playing, you know what I mean, up to the standard to where you can get the next contract or whatever. And, I think by doing that for the first couple of years or first 5 years or whatever, it will be hard for players. But I think eventually by doing that, I think it will bring more excitement to the league personally. I think in all American sports, the fact that you can be the worst team in the league and get the best pick in the draft the next year is ridiculous. I think the fact that teams, not necessarily in MLS, I don't really know exactly what teams do there, but in basketball will lose on purpose to get a better draft pick. I think it's ridiculous. I think the fact, like when I was playing with Seattle and we'd lost the game and players come in and they're not upset about it, is like now seeing how people react here, where it's literally like life or death, not just for the player, but for the city, for like how you interact with the fans. It's like, you can't go out to eat. You know what I mean? It's that kind of pressure. But I know what I actually never looked at it from that point of view, but I do get what you're saying about like there is. Yeah. Because I was on a two-year contract. The first contract they offered me was 1 year with a 1 year option out of college. You know what I'm saying? So yeah that's like if you don't perform, you know what I'm saying? You could be done and then you can't go back, you know, to college. You have to go to some different college or whatever it may be. But But yeah, to be honest, I never really looked at it.
Personally, I'd love to see it eventually, yeah. You know, down the line, years to come.
Yeah.
If it could happen with the snap of a, you know, like that, I would say let's do it. But I just think there's so many factors.
There's so many things that need to happen. And that's the thing is like, for me, I would love to see it, but I don't know how it could happen right now. I really don't.
I agree with pretty much everything you guys are all saying. And I'll say is this, excuse me, as a fan, you'd love to see it, right? Because I mean, the teams that are on the bottom always have something to play for, right? Unless you're Derby County 2007, 2008, you're not playing for anything at the end of the year. Though. But if you're, I mean, you guys have battled it, you know, you guys promoted in 2000, what was it, 17, 16, 18? What am I, 19? I can't remember. The year you guys are promoted.
2016, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So there's always something to fight for. And so even if you're a team, and in Europe, There's, up until probably two weekends to go, every team is still playing for something, whether it be
it's exciting,
staying in the league, getting into Europa League, getting into Champions League, winning, you know, the entire thing. So there's always something to play for. And so fans are kind of motivated all the way throughout the year.
Of course.
Now,
and players, and players as well. I've been in the playoffs nine of my 10 years. The 1 year I wasn't, it was brutal. Right? Like,
true.
Yeah.
Guys, true. I mean, yeah, we wanted to win, but like, guys didn't care if we won or lost. Yeah. We were pretty much eliminated. Yeah. Like,
and personally, for me, I don't like playoffs either. I think playoffs is stupid as well, especially being over here. Because how can you say you're the best team when you haven't been, or sure, the team that's been the most consistent over the course of the season could win the playoffs, but you like more often than not, that doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I was playing, it was like Houston or something finished fifth or something and won it like Seattle.
Stop. Yeah. My God, I was going to crush them. So you're telling me Seattle should not be MLS Cup champions.
Not if they haven't been the most consistent team.
They weren't. So LAFC should have won it over Seattle, right?
I think the Supporters Shield should be the team. Red Bulls would be a dynasty. That should be the winner.
I understand that viewpoint. I personally disagree with the play. I think the only thing
I would say is because actually, does every team play every team?
No, every team unbalanced. Plays every team. Though this year, no.
Is it unbalanced?
No, even last year. That's the only thing that's unbalanced.
It's unbalanced, but every team plays every team. So last year you played every team.
But not home and away, though.
No, you played every team. Home
and away, yeah. So that's probably where they have, that's where it get a bit confusing.
So I'll just say this. I agree with the thought process that the best team is usually the team that went. Like last year, LAFC was the best team. I don't think there's a doubt in my mind. Now, whether Red Bulls were the best team the year before, in my opinion, they were not the best team.
Probably Atlanta, but I mean...
Exactly. But you guys won Supporters Shield for, in my opinion, one big reason. And that goes back to everybody knows here that Supporters Shield just doesn't mean as much as winning MLS Cup. If Atlanta only cared about winning Supporters Shield, in my opinion, they would have won Supporters Shield that year. They probably rested Almirón one game for no reason. Or, I mean, Almirón actually got hurt, didn't he, at the end of the year?
Yeah, he did.
Anyways, there's like thought process in that. And the only thing that I'll disagree with you, D, is that I think the playoffs, as much as you're right, the best team is not going to always win the playoffs. It's going to be maybe the team that gets the hottest. It is more exciting than a lot of other stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Liverpool won the trophy with 10 rounds to go or something like that.
Yeah.
It was crazy, right?
No, 100%. It's definitely, I understand why they do it and it's why they've started doing it in college football now and stuff because it's definitely... It'll bring in money. It'll bring in views for sure. It's basically an end of the year tournament. That's what it is.
I mean, bottom line is
it's a whole nother tournament.
We're in the entertainment business, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
If you can find ways to make it entertaining. Yeah. But I mean, I get everybody's viewpoint. And so, yeah, it makes sense. I do agree that in terms of relegation promotion, it would be awesome to see that. I think if it's coming at some point, it's still years away. But as a fan, I think it's undoubtedly more exciting and, like we said, more entertaining for
the biggest hurdle, and I think you guys would agree, is getting the owners who, you know, paid the big expansion fees to get on board with. Hey, and next year you could just be like championship team.
Playing with Swope Park Rangers.
Yeah.
St. Louis. Yeah. Or whatever.
There's no more Swope Park, bro. It's SKC too.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey, moving Rangers, on from this, whatever. I do want to ask, D one more question. I don't know if anybody else got anything else, but I got one more question for D. National team, dude. So, I mean, you were there. I was there with you when we didn't qualify for the last World Cup. You know, obviously everybody was, you know, disappointed and everybody took it, you know, a different way. But now it feels like there hasn't been a game in forever. And I know you guys played the Gold Cup and you guys have had some games, but I mean, we haven't really seen what the team's going to look like with Berhalter. I'm curious, like, your thoughts, like what is your attitude with the national team going forward towards, you know, the World Cup in Qatar? Like, how do you see it and how invested are you going into it?
I think first and foremost, I got to see some change in the country before I even think about, you know what I mean, my position with the national team. I think that's kind of what I've set out since I've really kind of indulged myself in this. I said it doesn't make sense for me to play for the country if, you know, like I said before, if the country's not respecting, you know,
of course,
a certain race of people or, you know, the minority in the country, that it doesn't make sense. Hopefully there's change. Hopefully, you know, something comes of, you know, all these protesting and all this awareness is being brought to the situation and changes are made. But I think kind of focusing on the national team, I think we have a great team. Like, you see guys, Pulisic, Weston, who's being linked with Juve now, Tyler Adams, you know, you have Tim Weah, Lil, who's been injured and he's coming back now. Zach Steffen, Serginho, like tons of players that were young, a little bit young before, but have now kind of come into themselves. They're still young, but they're coming to themselves, playing first team football in the top leagues in the world, and are going to be able to get that experience. And this, that will be like a core group, you know, for the next 10 years, you know, which is exciting to see. I don't think it's something that America has had in a long time, where you have this like really one young core group of players that is coming up all together. It's always been kind of the younger guys and the older guys. You know what I mean? This is really like a golden generation of American players. So it's exciting to see. And I think Greg is a great coach to lead this. I mean, he's a young coach, progressive coach. You know, he knows what he wants to do. It'll take time to get tactically exactly what he wants. And especially coming from different teams, where, you know, where you might have different tactics, different coaching styles. It's hard sometimes with national team, I'm sure as you all know, to kind of get acclimated to what, the national team coach may want. But over time, this group plays together for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. It's going to be, I mean, it's going to be exciting to see what it can do.
Yeah. Sure. One question with that. Do you think that there's any negative you said about like it being kind of like one group of guys and not having that older generation above? Do you think there's any negative in not having that group there? Because when you came in, there was still somewhat of a group there, right? With in 2014, there were still those guys there. Where you kind of feel like, you know, they're kind of looking over you and you're trying to like, you know, gain their trust and you're trying to get to that level. And you feel like maybe with every guy being kind of the same age, you're just, there's not that like kind of pressure coming from above to get you to your best level.
Yeah, I think so. But I think these guys also, having played or having been in Europe now for a long time, that's what they feel day in and day out, where it's that pressure from guys that are younger from you. You know what I mean? There's guys that are younger than me. I mean, even with the national team, you see my position. I got Serginho. I got Reggie. You know what I mean? These are guys that are putting pressure on me. You know what I mean? Like, and they're much younger than I am. So I think that's just the natural pressure of just being in Europe, which is something that I've experienced leaving the MLS and going to Europe, is you have that pressure day in and day out. Just because you are older or you have a name or this and that, your spot's not solidified. Right. And I think those guys have been in that enough now to know that they're going to have to put pressure on everybody. Everybody's going to put pressure on them. That's the way it's going to work. So I think they'll be all right. And I think they've been with the team, or you know, those guys like Tyler Adams and Weston and Christian, they've been with the team enough now to where they can kind of be that older group. And, or even though they're still young in our eyes,
right,
they can be that older group and they can, you know, be the ones that say, hey, like, you know what I'm saying? This is, we got to do this, and then putting pressure on the younger players coming in, and, you know, hopefully younger players, it just comes back to them and they put pressure on the older guys.
Definitely. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the group of players. I hope that there's some games so we can actually watch those guys play together and hopefully be playing in a World Cup again soon.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
All right, anybody else got anything for D? Let him go to sleep, dude. It's getting late over there.
It's getting late.
It's all right. I got a day off tomorrow. We had a hard week, so I'm chilling.
Nice. Good
the
for you.
The old midday English, midweek English day off. Yeah. That's the best.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
thanks for coming on, DeAndre.
Yeah, thanks a lot for coming on, D.
You guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it. You good luck. Tell Clint to not catch too many fishes out the fish. Actually, fishes. fish out there in Nacogdoches. Maybe we can get D to hook us up with Clint.
Yeah,
he even has a phone these days, so we can get him on the show one day.
Yeah,
I'll see
if he wants to.
We'll get Clint and Eddie Johnson on the show.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be a good one. That'd be the best show ever.
That'd be a great show. That'd be a good debate.
I'll tune in for that one.
All right, D, appreciate it, bro. Go get some rest.
Appreciate it. Take care.
Appreciate you guys.
Later, man.
See you, dude.
See you guys. Peace.
Thanks so much, DeAndre, for coming on the show. That was a lot of fun, dude. I really enjoyed his answers. I think he was really honest with a lot of them, and I liked what, you know, he said about the national team. I agree with him. I think, you know, if he doesn't feel like, you know, comfortable playing on the national team because of the situation that, you know, the country is in, especially towards African Americans, then he doesn't feel comfortable playing for the team right now. And so, yeah, it's an interesting topic, but I applaud his candor.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to be the only one.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Ike.
Yeah, so it's very interesting moving forward what's going to happen just in general. So,
what I will say is that a lot of this gets talked about a lot because sports are in the limelight. But man, sports don't matter at all, dude. When it comes to like, it's just being fair. That's what we want. We want people to just be treated equally and not be, I mean, like the things that we see is just insane. And I know it's just like, it feels like a broken record, but that is why it's so insane, because it does happen all the time after people ask for things to, you know, change and reform and this, that, and the other. And it just like seems to keep on happening. It doesn't make any sense. So
accountability for sure.
So for those people that are like, well, he should just play on the national team. Well, like, no, he shouldn't. Like if he doesn't feel like it's right, that's not nearly as important as the fight for just justice in general for humans in this country.
Mm-hmm. So. And that's just right. So,
yeah.
But, you know, aside from all that, which, well, like I said, I'll keep my eye on with him and other players whenever those, you know, camps and games are going to happen. But he's a good dude, and I'm glad we got him on.
It was fun to talk to him.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun to talk to him. My kids are like walking in on us here, so and they're just coming from the pool like butt ass naked. I just don't understand what's happening.
Well, anyways, keep them off my screen.
But anyways, I really enjoyed it. I think that was a good episode. Be on the lookout. Obviously, next week we got one more. We don't know yet who our guest is, but I know Sal, you're trying to corral a big fish, so we'll see if that happens.
See if it. Yeah, hooks on.
Yeah, don't
stays
mention
on.
His name
doesn't
yet.
Wiggle free. We'll see.
But we'll see if that happens. And then, like we said in the intro, we'll have a little bit of a break in September to kind of digest what's going on, obviously in my life, and what kind of time we'll have, and we'll figure it out as we move forward. So, keep an eye out for all that information coming from BSI.
And my life, okay.
I know, but Ike's been in and out for about 2 months though. So like Ike's like one day in, one day out. So it's hard to kind of. Yeah, at least I'll have like a real answer. Like, hey guys, I cannot do it, or I can do it like this day, or I can only do it once a month. Like, I'll give you an answer, Ike. We just never know when he's going to show up. But we're so happy that he was here today.
Thanks,
we'll
man.
Figure it out, though, guys. We know, you know, we enjoy doing this, and you know, we enjoy having you guys as fans. So we'll.
I love how our personalities ring true every time. Me, you, and Sal are all like the personalities are right there.
Yeah, I love the listeners. Regardless of what happens, I love you guys, and you guys were part of a lot of great moments, great stories.
Ike, you're sounding like COVID, it's the end, Ike.
and the COVID relief fund that you guys all helped us out with, that was awesome. So I owe you everything. If you ever need me, guys, you know where to find me. See you later.
Yeah, on this podcast.
All right, Ike, we'll see you in the next life, bro. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks for showing up today. I think that's it, right?
Is yeah, there anything thanks, else, guys. Please?
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.